Hello, everyone. excuse me. I heard about an app a couple of days ago called TapTapC. That's tap as in T-A-P, as in pat on the head. TapTapC, S-double-E. Available from the App Store for the iPhone. And what it enables blind, visually impaired, whatever people to do is to take a photograph of something, as far as I can tell, pretty much anything you like, and it will tell you what it is. Now, I was a bit dubious of this, but I've tried it out on one or two things, and it is a lot more accurate than I thought it would be. Sometimes it's a bit too general. But I thought I would give it a quick demo here. I'm in the kitchen at the moment, and I'm just going to select some random items. We'll make it easy first. Hold on, what we'll do is I'll put the iPad down so that I've got hands-free here. And with the iPhone, I've got the app loaded up. I'll turn the volume up a bit.
Take picture button.
There we go.
Double tap to take a picture of what's in front of you.
So, it says, you load up the app and it says, take picture button, take a picture of what's directly in front of you. So, I'm crouching in front of the microwave oven there. So, let's see if it recognises this. If you're worried about getting the photo centre and all the rest of it, what I tend to do is I move the iPhone forward so that it's touching the item, so that I know that it's flush with it, etc. And then I bring it back to a far enough distance away that I think it will be in frame. And then you just tap the button.
Picture taken.
Picture taken. And then with a bit of luck, it'll tell me there is a microwave. Takes a few moments. Here it comes, I think.
Picture two is white microwave.
There you go, white microwave. Isn't that good? Let's choose something else. Let's try. Let's try something from one of the food cupboards. Let's just pick something at random. First thing that I put my hands on, there you go. Oh, I know what this is, but there could be an occasion when I don't know what it is. Now this, hold on, I just want to confirm. Oh, Jesus, yes it is. This is cranberry sauce. So let's see if it recognises something as specific as a jar of cranberry sauce.
Take picture.
Right, here we go.
Picture three taken.
Picture three taken. Wait a few moments.
Picture three is cranberry sauce.
There we go, cranberry sauce. That's brilliant. Okay, let's try something that I don't know what it is. Let's try a jar from the back of the cupboard. Now, in this instance, I'm not entirely sure which way around it's supposed to be. Let's try that. Now, again, I don't know what this is. It's a jar of some description, so I'd imagine it's some kind of sauce, pasta sauce or potato bake sauce or something like that. But again, I don't know what it is. Take picture, here we go.
Double tap to take a picture of what's in front of you.
Make sure I'm lined up properly, there we go.
Picture four taken.
Picture four taken, waiting for the results. Tra-la-la-la-la. Doobie-doobie-doo. Any day now. Having a long
picture thing. Four is Tesco Korma cooking sauce.
Tesco Korma cooking sauce. Isn't that bloody brilliant? Okay. Let's see if I can find something a bit more obscure. What can I take a picture of? Just think it. Let's try the new... Oh, hold on, that might have been muffled. I'm going to try and find something a little bit more obscure in terms of its not shape, but it might look like something else. I'm going to try this new Aquafry. Take a picture of that and see if it recognises that. Because it could look like anything. It could look like a sauce burner, a deep fat fryer, blah, blah, blah. So let's see how well it does with this.
About. Take picture. Button.
Right.
Double tap to take a picture of what's in front of you.
Now, because this is a bit larger, you have to come a little bit further away from it so you get it into shot properly. I would say it's about 18 inches away from it. And it's on the same level as it. So I'm kind of crouched on the floor. And here we go. I have no idea what it's going to do with this.
Picture 5 taken.
But if it gets 3 out of 4 right, we're doing pretty well, I think. So let's see what it says. Doobie-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Picture 5 is white plastic storage.
Yes, I can see why it would think that. Because it does look like a storage container. Yeah, so, you know, with things like that, it might, you know, you've got to be careful. If it looks like a general, if it looks quite general, it may get it wrong. But it seems to me that the more specific you get, the better the results. So there you go. That is Tap Tap C. Get it from the App Store. It's free, so you can't really complain, even if it does get some results wrong. And have fun, and I'll see you next time.